John Batchelor with Malcolm Honline, Conference of Presidents, and we're very pleased to welcome back from Kurdistan his visit, David Pollack, the Bernstein Fellow at the Washington Institute. David, the Kurds are reported part of the population that's been weaponized by the Belarus regime and pushed against the EU barriers in Poland and Latvia.
Right.
The Kurds are fleeing disorder in Iraq. Is this a concern in Kurdistan? Good evening to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. It is a great concern, as I found when I was in Kurdistan last week, both at the very senior official government level. The prime minister, specifically, Masroor Barzani, referred to it several times, you know, both in public and in private meetings that I had there. And it's very prominently featured in the major media inside the Kurdistan region of Iraq. I think that, first of all, at the human or personal level, people feel a lot of empathy with refugees in general, not just Kurdish refugees, but any refugees, because that's typical of Iraqi Kurdistan. They have welcomed over a million refugees from other parts of Iraq and from Syria and from Turkey into their own small territory in recent years, in the last decade specifically. And they are very well conscious of the tragedy of migrants trying to flee from disorder and violence and persecution and economic desperation from Iraq and from other places in the region, you know, trying to get into Europe. So this is a subject about which they feel, I think, very sad. Also, I have to say, frankly, a little bit embarrassed that what might look to the rest of the world like Kurds being under such great duress, they believe in general is not typical of the Kurds in Iraqi Kurdistan, who actually most of them are living inside the borders of that region, that autonomous region, most of them living in a relatively safe and reasonably adequate economic situation.
Malcolm?
We know that the, don't know the distinctions between the different Kurdish populations.
Right.
But that they extend through at least four or five countries.
Yes.
The Syrian Kurds are of particular concern to us. And I know to you. What is the U.S. policy towards them? Are we facing a possible Turkish incursion that could really shake up the situation there in Syria very much?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that U.S. policy is not completely clear on this important, rather narrow, but I think important strategic issue and humanitarian issue. And the Kurds in Syria, of course, were our greatest ally by far against ISIS, the so-called Islamic State in that country and beyond that country. And there is a great danger, as you correctly point out, of another. This would be the fourth major Turkish military incursion across their border into mostly Kurdish-controlled territory in Syria. However, for the moment, I would say that the danger of another Turkish incursion on that scale is not imminent, not because of American policy, but because of Russian policy. Russia is the major, has become the major broker between the Kurds and Turkey in the last couple of years after we, the United States, partially pulled out of that role, leaving the door open for Erdogan and Turkey against the Kurds in Syria. And I think the Russians are working pretty hard on this particular issue to prevent another Turkish incursion, not because they're softies, the Russians toward the Kurds or anybody else, but because their particular Russian interest is to play the middleman between Turkey and the Kurds, and between Assad and the Kurds. So the Russians actually have an interest in using this kind of leverage that Turkey provides them, maybe unwittingly, in order to keep the Turks at bay and convince the Kurds that they should make a deal with the Assad regime in Damascus and maybe kick the Americans out completely.
David, what is the Kurd opinion of Assad? Has it changed?
That's a really complicated question. I'll try to be very brief. As Malcolm said, the Kurds are not all the same. They have different views and different interests among the various four major communities in the Middle East, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria, and even within each one of those countries. So I would say that the Kurds in Syria overall view Assad as sort of a necessary evil. That is to say, they don't like him, they don't trust him, they don't want to be submerged once again under his iron dictatorship as they were in the past. They want to retain autonomy. That's their top priority inside Syria. But at the same time, they realize that they have to, just out of economic necessity and strategic imperatives, because they're much the weaker party, they have to make deals with the Assad regime and they have to negotiate with it. The question is, on what terms? And will they be able to convince the Assad regime to make any concessions toward the Kurds in terms of political autonomy, cultural rights, local self-government, anything like that? So far, the answer to that question is no. And that means that the Kurds are in Syria are left having to deal with Assad, but also being extremely wary of him. That hasn't changed. In the other countries, in Iraq in particular, I would say that the Kurds have no desire to deal with Assad or to engage in a kind of rapprochement with his regime that, sadly, we see some of the major Arab countries moving toward, including the federal government of Baghdad in Iraq.
Malcolm?
Yeah, how do you see the Kurdish political parties in Iraq in terms of their relationship to the government that you just mentioned,
right?
Attempt on al-Khadimi. How do these things impact? Yeah.
We have a minute. We have 1 minute, David.
Okay. It's a really complicated and mysterious picture right now. I think the Kurds view their relations with Baghdad as essential to themselves. They don't have any other out, so to speak. They tried to secede from Iraq or moved in that direction 4 years ago with disastrous results for them, and they understand that. So they know they have to deal with Baghdad. And I would say they prefer Khadimi as probably a reasonable partner for them compared to some of the other recent Iraqi prime ministers. So they hope he'll have another term and will not have to survive, will not have to undergo another assassination attempt, which they're very happy to see failed spectacularly. And they hold that, I think, very much against the pro-Iranian militias inside Iraq. And so here again, we, the United States, have a common interest with the Kurds and with many of the Arabs in the region against, and of course with Israel as a bystander to all of this, against the Iran and its militias scattered all over the region right
David,
now.
David Pollack is the Bernstein Fellow at the Washington Institute, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.